Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 27th of November, and I'm recording at 9:22 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time in London. Now, what's taking place here on this somewhat shorter trading day in the markets, with Wall Street closed for the Thanksgiving Day holiday, and a very happy Thanksgiving to our American subscribers. Okay, starting first with the Asia Pacific stock markets, Japan was a little bit easier today. Nikkei down 0.75 percentage point. Hang Seng also dropped a bit, down nearly 0.5 percentage point, but the Shanghai Composite Index up 1%, and that's the sixth day in a row. So it's been a strong rally, and in U.S. dollar terms, Shanghai Composite is up 22.61% on the year. So that's impressive action. It certainly looks like a developing bull market, and although people have been expressing a lot of concern about it, sometimes influenced by their fear of China, which is understandable in some respects. Nevertheless, you know, the monetary policy is more accommodative, and, well, it's cheap, as I've been saying in practically every single audio, and looks like a good place to be. All right, India also a little higher in here today, but only a fifth of a percentage point. But India is very close to its all-time highs, and is the outstanding stock market performer of the year. We've got 34.5% gain in U.S. dollar terms, which is extremely impressive. Now, elsewhere, I see Malaysia down a little bit, Thailand, Indonesia, and New Zealand slightly firmer. Australia was as well, but only a tiny bit. Looking at the European markets, they mostly gained in here today. The best mover was Italy, and that's up 0.75 percentage point, or should I say four-fifths? I should say four-fifths. UK was down slightly due to the selling pressure in oil majors. That's the big story of the day, which I'll get to in a moment. Wall Street closed, of course, but we see Canada a little bit lower, and Brazil fraction lower. Okay, so going over and looking now at currencies, this is quite interesting because first the U.S. dollar is strong, and the dollar index, well, that had been easing back. I think it probably eased for at least the last 3 days. Remember, it had been up at that 88.3 level, which was the region of the 2008, 2009, and 2010 rally highs, which I've mentioned in these audios. So it eased back from those those levels, but it's picked up again here today, up 344 points, taking it to just below the 88 level. It's currently at 87.95. Now, what we have also seen is that the oil producer, I should say the oil exporter currencies, are all sharply weaker in here today. And that is, you know, that's across the Europeans, that's Russia, that's Norway, the Middle Eastern currencies. All pretty well lower, the Canadian currency. So it's a general hit here. And the crude prices, and I'm sure you probably know this news by now, but OPEC agreed not to change anything. In other words, they're maintaining that 30 million barrels a day production limit. And actually, over the last 5 months, according to most reports, that OPEC has actually exceeded that on most days. That's a frequent occurrence that you get a little bit of cheating on the production allowances. But no production cut in here today, and so the betting and the weakness of that oil price on last night's close reflected that probability. And that suggests to me certainly that, well, first, the obvious point is that Saudi Arabia was not going to participate. Well, put it this way, they were not going to cut their own oil production, as they have sometimes done in previous decades to help to lift that price. Everybody was hoping that Saudi Arabia would cut once again, but none of the other countries were willing to cut themselves. Moreover, I think well, I'll just say that the Saudis have no interest in helping rivals, not least Iran and Iraq. So that certainly stayed their hand. But as I discussed last night and wrote last night, they appear to have targeted the U.S. shale producers, which is hardly surprising. And because the U.S. has been producing up to 9 million barrels a day of oil, and shale's a big factor in that. Shale costs are generally higher, so it looks like the Saudis are trying to knock some of that out. Well, we'll see. And there's certainly shale production is not going to be expanded with prices down lower, and I haven't told you where they are yet, but the WTI price is it's currently still trading after hours, but it's at $69.05. That's down $4.64, and it was as low at one stage early this afternoon, UK time, is down at 67.75. So 69.05 right now, following that very sharp drop. And let me just bring up the Brent to see that is currently down $5.17 to 72.58. 72.58. It did have a low earlier today at 71.25. So that's clear acceleration down in here today. Certainly, really quite oversold here overall. It's made forecasts even more bearish, and we may see a little follow through because people are wondering, well, they're not going to have another OPEC meeting until June. So, we can see it go a little bit lower, but it looks pretty overextended here overall, and short covering alone might be a factor that could lift it somewhat. But we're not talking about this getting back up above $100, or at least not for a very, very long time. A lot of producers and oil producers. Or their representatives talking about this are saying, well, okay, oil will stay low for a while. We'll put up with it, but then next year it'll push back up to over $100 a barrel. I would not bet on that. I think that's a very a very chancy forecast. That's wishful thinking. Now, let's go back to this dollar strength in here overall. It's interesting because I mentioned earlier that all the exporters, the oil exporters, their currencies have weakened sharply in here today, and they've been generally soft overall, particularly against the US dollar, which has been the strongest currency. Now, and the US dollar remains strong, having been on a major 5 month 5 month run to the upside. So, does it make sense, though, that it should keep going up against this background? Is it logical for the dollar to rise for reasons other than the current trend momentum that we see? We do know that momentum is a big factor in market trends, and they become self-feeding. Certainly, for at least the short to medium term, on a number of occasions. But currencies are a relative attraction, and one of the reasons that our relative comparison, and one of the reasons investors have been so bullish of the U.S. economy and the dollar more recently, has been the shale oil production, which certainly contributed to that third quarter GDP figure of 3.9%. Investors are extrapolating this gain, but I've got to ask the question. I think I mentioned this yesterday. Does it make sense over the next quarter and possibly longer? Are we going to see the same rate of U.S. GDP growth? And I don't think we will. After all, the U.S. right now is, to some accounts, experiencing one of the coldest ever Novembers on record. And we know how last winter's freezing weather lowered that first quarter GDP at the beginning of this year. Now, moreover, the booming shale production has been a big contributor to U.S. GDP growth, but this sector is now due for certainly a shakeout given the slump in crude oil prices. And lastly, the recent softening of the U.S. 10-year government bond yields, which I think are back down to 2.25, that does not suggest that fourth quarter GDP will rival the previous quarter. So, to me, the dollar, although still very clearly in its upward trend, is susceptible on the fundamental prospects here. But I emphasize that uptrend is still intact at this stage, but for how much longer, I'm questioning. And also, Wall Street has been very, very popular, a bit expensive, and how will it hold up if we get a somewhat softer fourth quarter? I'm not looking for anything like a rout, but we could see a pullback from current levels here overall. But the underlying factors of accommodative monetary policy will remain. But, you know, when it's all said and done, I would prefer the top performers that we have seen so far this year for the remainder of the year, and that's India and China at the top of my list. And I think Japan, there's the uncertainty of the election outcome, but that's probably going to be favorable for the Abenomics, and so that remains very interesting as well. And on that note, well, anything on precious metals in here today? Softer. Here's silver 16.19, and gold currently at 11.90 and change. On that note, all the very best to all of you.